WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school games.
The high school girls' schedule resumes with games tonight, including Bartevelde at Darlington, Benton at Southwestern, Highland visits Iowa Grant, Cashton at Kickapoo, Fenimore is at River Ridge, Lafarge Youth Initiative plays at New Lisbon, and Westby hosts Brookwood. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, One Ewok Center travels to Ithaca. Ithaca comes in at 0-2 for the night. One Ewok Center is 1-1. I asked Coach David Klang of Ithaca about the start of the season so far for the Bulldog girls.
Just a little bit of inexperience to start and kind of getting those first game jitters out, I think, was kind of our big concern. And I think we're slowly starting to adjust, and hopefully tonight we kind of come out and play more relaxed and play more as a group and not try to force things that aren't there, like forcing bad passes that have led to turnovers or bad shots. Just kind of work the ball around and take kind of more time and get the looks that we want, and not feel rushed and kind of speeding the game up for a speed that we don't need to be playing at.
The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it for you on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Bulldogs host One Ewok Center, tonight's featured area high school sports broadcast. I'm Phil Nee.
Josh Jacobs scored 3 touchdowns as the Packers ran past the San Francisco 49ers yesterday by a score of 38-10. The Niners were playing without several All-Pro caliber starters, turned the ball over 3 times, and committed 9 penalties. The 3 turnovers led to 21 points. The Green Bay running game dominated with Jacobs rushing 26 times for 106 yards. Jordan Love threw 2 touchdown passes. The San Francisco defense included only 4 players who were on the field in the playoff victory over the Packers last season. Thursday night football is next for Coach Matt LaFleur's team, with Miami visiting Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur hopes the homework he did earlier this month will help his team deal with its compressed schedule over the next couple of weeks. The Packers' 38-10 victory on Sunday over the San Francisco 49ers began a 12-day stretch in which they play 3 games. They're back at Lambeau Field on Thursday night against the Dolphins, as mentioned earlier, and then they will be visiting NFC North leading Detroit Lions the following Thursday. LaFleur says he spent much of the Packers' bye week scouting the Dolphins because of his compressed schedule. High-scoring John Tonji put another 33 points on the board as the Badgers bounced back from an uninspiring first half against Pitt yesterday. After trailing by 7 at intermission, Wisconsin whipped the Panthers 81-75. John Blackwell added 14 points, and Tanjay and Steve Kroll teamed for 16 rebounds at the Greenbrier Tip-Off Classic. The Badgers connected on 60% of their shots in the second half. Next up for Wisconsin is Chicago State on Saturday. And Kansas remained solidly entrenched at number 1 in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll ahead of its showdown with Duke in Las Vegas. The Jayhawks received 51 of 62 first place votes from the National Panel of Media, putting them well ahead of 2-time reigning national champion UConn, which was second with 6 first-place votes. Gonzaga was third with 2 first-place votes. Auburn was next with 3, and Iowa State rounded out a top 5 that was unchanged from the previous week. Xavier, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State entered the poll at the expense of Illinois, St. John's, and Rutgers. The Wisconsin Badgers rose 4 spots to number 15 in the rankings this week, earning 641 points in the poll as they matched the 7-0 start of their 2014-15 team, a season in which Wisconsin later advanced to a second straight Final Four and the national championship game. Marquette made the biggest climb this week, moving up 5 spots to number 10. The Golden Eagles catch a breather this week with Stonehill and Western Carolina before back-to-back showdowns with number 5 Iowa State and number 15 Wisconsin. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance here, Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.